But we are debuting a new segment this week. And this might be the only time we do this segment based on how bad it is or how good it is. And we're going to want your feedback on this. But we're going to be doing the Finsider Radio press conference. And starring as Matt Burke is going to be Joshua Houts. Starring as Clyde Christensen is going to be Sutton, the creepy soccer dad. And starring as Adam Gase is going to be me, myself, MC Money. And we have one question each this week that will expand to two questions and possibly three questions as we move forward and depending on the popularity of this segment. But we're going to jump in right off the bat. It is our Finsider Radio weekly press conference. And first at the podium is Matt Burke, played by Houts MD. We have a question from Pedro Sanchez from the New Sunshine Times. Pedro, what's your question?
Well, Matt, why do you keep playing Kiko Alonso so much, despite his inability to cover all over the field?
Well, that's a great question, Pedro. For me, Kiko and I, we traveled across the globe with a bicycle built for two. We drove out west to Alaska. We went mountain hiking and hunted polar bears and shit. And then we there were some salmon out there that we grabbed and we grass-fed them, and then we pan-seared them and ate them together. So for me, Kiko Alonso, I'd say he's my best friend. Kiko Alonso is my best friend. I carry a locket next to my chest with his picture in it. We wax each other's backs, and for me, I just believe that he's great in coverage. I don't care what PFF says or any of those other websites, but Kiko Alonso, he's great in man coverage. I don't care what any of these tight ends said. I'm going to ride until I die, and I like my beard, so go Kiko. Yeah, woo!
So Coach Burdick, are you saying that Coach Burdick, are you saying that Kiko is playing because he hunted gorillas with you in whatever you were this past summer?
Yeah, we were in Alaska, Montana, hunt wild boar, and grizzly bears and shit. For me, it's just a guy I can trust on. I mean, he pulls my arrow out of my backpack and he loads my bow and we just kill shit. And, for me, he's really good at making fires, and we we made this grilly grizzly bear pork chop. It was great. So for me, Kiko Alonso, yeah, he's my middle linebacker. I go to war with that guy. He's really handsome too. Yeah, go Kiko. Yeah.
So Coach Burke, how long are you committed to having Kiko as your middle linebacker or outside linebacker or wherever he is this time?
Well, as you know, we gave him a shit ton of money this offseason. I'm not quite sure what the organization was thinking, but for me and Kiko, it kind of paid for our trip out west. So I just hope that the organization continues to pay Kiko and doesn't have a way out, because Mike Tannenbaum, he's no Don Aponte. So for me, Kiko's our middle linebacker for the foreseeable future, and he's my guy. Vote for him in the Pro Bowl at NFL.com/Pro Bowl. Yeah, all Kiko. Right. Woo.
Coach Burke, thank you for your time this week on the Finsider Radio press conference. Next at the podium is Clyde Christensen, played by Sutton, the creepy soccer dad. And I believe Ben has a question.
Yeah, this is Ben Dover from the South Florida Post, Coach Christensen. Why does Coach Gase keep insisting to play Jay Cutler over Matt Moore?
Oh, Ben Dover, I just love that name, and I'm just going to go ahead and talk to you a couple minutes about how I love that name and how I love just talking a bunch. And, you know, Jay Cutler lacks to smoke cigarettes. I don't think we've been able to hide that very well in the press. But have him around. And Adam Gase, okay, now what you need to know about Adam Gase is he's always in that damn film room. He's always watching something, and he's always watching something like I used to watch Good Golly Miss Molly back in the day with my grandma. Reunions back at the Christensen house, and, you know, over in Seattle back in 1943. You know, it was a hell of a time back then, and, oh, man, I just got wound up and distracted. We were talking about Jay Cutler, weren't we? Yeah, so it was Jay Cutler. We like to have Jay stay late with him so we can get him some cigarettes so he can stay up a little bit later so he can keep watching that tape, see what we need to figure out. Now, my job is to keep talking until you're so distracted so you don't see what the problem is with family reunion. And I'll tell you, that fried chicken, my helmet, oh, my God, he would die for it. And if we could get Randy McMichael to go ahead and bring over some if we could go ahead and have him bring over some Busch Ice tall boys, that would be really appreciated for the family reunion. But to answer your question directly, Cutler is the quarterback of this team because we need some comedy in this locker room.
So, Coach Christensen, I know you only have about 30, 40 seconds left here on the podium before Coach Gase comes in. Again, my name is Ben Dover from the South Florida Post, in case you forgot. But, you know, are you implying that Jay Cutler is a starting quarterback because Adam Gase watches film of him?
Well, I don't know what kind of question to ask me. You only got 30, 40 seconds. So you better maybe ask me what my name is, and then I could maybe go ahead and dwindle that down into a 30, 40-second response for you, and that's just talking about my name. That's just my first name is 30 to 40 seconds right there. But if you're talking about Jay Cutler to this team and insinuating that Adam Gase watches tape, yeah, he still watches tape. He ain't no moron. So despite what we're all saying about what's going on here, Adam Gase does watch tape, but he does smoke a couple menthol cigarettes to get through it.
All right. Thank you, Coach Christensen, for coming on the podium. We appreciate your time this week on the Finsider Radio press conference. All right, next up at the podium is Coach Gase, played by myself, MC Money. And I believe we have a question from Johnny. Johnny, take it away.
Yeah, Coach Gase, this is Johnny Noballs from the Southern Coastal Invitational Gazette. I got a question for you. Earlier, Pro Bowl running back Jay Ajayi. Why did you trade Jay Ajayi for only a fourth-round pick to the Philadelphia Eagles?
First of all, what did you say your name was?
My name's Johnny Noballs, and I work for the Southern Coastal Invitational Gazette. Yeah, why'd you trade Jay Ajayi?
Johnny Noballs. Okay, so you know, we're just a shit offense right now, and we traded Jay Ajayi to make a statement. But furthermore, I mean, did you see the way Jay Ajayi ran for his long touchdown, his very first game against the Eagles? That 59-yard touchdown run, that was a thing of beauty, right? And then you look a little closer, you press that zoom in button on your computer, and you look at the way his knees are wobbling back and forth. And you just know that is a ticking time bomb. So, yeah, he was a great talent, but we didn't tell anybody any. We pulled the fleece over the Eagles' eyes. His knees are fucking shot. They are shot to shit. His knees are going to blow out one game. It's just going to blow off the face of the earth. You're going to see his legs snap in the air. His kneecap is going to go flying across the 50-yard line. And it's just going to be an absolute disaster. And then everyone's going to come back to me. And then they're going to say, you were right when you traded Jay Ajayi to the Philadelphia Eagles for a fourth-round pick. And I'm going to tell them the same thing that I told you guys all about Ryan Tannehill, that I'm the only one who knows how to evaluate quarterbacks in this room, and not any of you know how to do that. So I'm telling you right now, I'm the only one who knows how to evaluate running backs, and especially when it comes to bad knees. That is what happens with Jay Ajayi. Yeah, he was a malcontent in the locker room. Yeah, he argued with me when he didn't get the ball. But I want Jay Cutler to throw the ball. As Coach Christensen just said in the podium, and I was out listening in the back there, I love Jay Cutler. And Jay Cutler is the greatest thing that has ever happened to this team when Ryan Tannehill went down. In fact, I placed a little divot in that spot where Ryan Tannehill tore his ACL because I wanted Jay Cutler to come back so bad. And I don't care that Matt Moore is lighting it up. And I know I'm not talking about Jay Ajayi anymore, but I'm just moving to a different subject here with Jay Cutler because Jay Cutler gets me so excited that I just want to talk about him all the time, regardless of whether he's throwing 4 interceptions, 8 interceptions, or no interceptions. He is my quarterback, and I will ride or die with him to the very end. But back to Jay Ajayi, just watch his knees every time he runs. It's a ticking time bomb ready to explode, and that is the reason why we traded Jay Ajayi.
So Coach Gase, what you're telling me is, Jay Ajayi has a better chance of finishing a 16-game season or Ray Mahuaga in a bar late at night.
Listen, here's the thing about Ray, and I was with Ray at that bar. Not everybody knows that, but now everybody does know that, okay? I was with Ray in that bar, and we had the biggest bar tab of $40, and it was absolutely insane. I was sitting there drawing up plays for my boy Jay, And Jay was sitting out in the bathroom area, you know, smoking a cigarette. And I'm just looking at him, wishing I could smoke that cigarette with him. And I'm looking at him like, damn, that is Jay Cutler. And I know it's a very sad thing because he has a concussion right now. We're going to do everything we can to get him back into the lineup because I just want to see Jay Cutler playing. But when going back to Ray Mauluga, you know, we sat there, we got chicken wings, and he paid the whole bill. He paid the dinner bill. We ate about 85 chicken wings. He had 83. I had two of them. You know, then we got to the drink part of it, and he refused to pay the bill. And I said, listen, Ray, I'm not paying the bill. I'm giving all my extra money to Jay Cutler so he can stay here and come out of retirement. But you know, it's just a sad situation with Ray. He needs to check out his weight. He needs to stop eating so many chicken wings, and then I think he'll be okay if he gets back home and does what he needs to do.
Last question, Adam, and I thank you for your time. You're doing a great job in Miami despite the record. Jay Cutler, the reason you signed him, was it because his wife posted that picture of his asshole on Instagram? Or was it because you guys are locking some one another and you're best friends forever?
Listen, Johnny No Balls, all right? So you don't talk about it. You
don't... His ass looked great outside of that hurricane. It looked lovely.
Johnny No Balls, you're right. His ass does look great. And especially when you put those football pants on, you know, and you get down in that huddle position and you get down behind the center. And I have the perfect view. And it is one of the most amazing things. Jay Cutler is my quarterback. I don't care how much better Matt Moore is when he comes into the game. Jay Cutler is my guy. And that's the end of the story. And he will be my quarterback no matter what happens.
No balls, coach. Now.
Coach, good. Coach Gase, thank you for coming to the podium. We appreciate your time this week on Finsider Radio.